and feet on a higher ground. You ought to have been there when the Lord said, let's say it again.
You ought to have been there when the Lord said, me.
You ought to have been there when he gave me the victory. He put joy out in my soul, wrote my name on the heavenly roll.
Today, that was a great season, one of the greatest seasons you can ever have. And we're going to try to do a little bit of My Daughter's Worship for Jesus. We're just going to start it off and we're going to let Charles have it. My job
is working for my Jesus.
My job
is working for my Jesus.
Whatever right, he'll pay.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Oh, yeah.
This ever rich like me.
Oh, yeah.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And whoa, my job.
My job is working for me.
Oh, my job.
My job is working for me.
Oh, my job.
My job is working for me.
Whatever.
Amazing
grace, I hear the sound.
Oh, yeah.
The Savior is like me.
Oh, yeah.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And whoa, my job.
My job is
oh, my job. Amazing grace, I see the sound.
Oh, yeah.
The Savior is like me.
Oh, yeah.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, my job.
My job is.
Oh.
I say, my job is working for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being here one more time. I thought I was going to miss this good opportunity. But as long as you got prayer, you call Jesus, he'll let you know everything will be all right. Our next song is Blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand,
hold my hand.
Whoa,
while I'm traveling
through this land, I want you to take me,
Jesus. Take me
by your side,
leave me,
Jesus,
as a child.
Blessed Jesus,
blessed Jesus,
hold my hand,
hold my hand,
while
I'm traveling
through this land, I want you to take me,
Jesus,
take me by your side.
By your side.
Leave me, Jesus.
Leave me, Jesus.
As they shout.
As the child.
The winner get old. Can't do no more.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. That will come. Will take me away.
Ooh, ooh.
I want you to take me.
Take me, Jesus.
Take me by your side.
By your side.
Leave me, Jesus.
Leave me, Jesus.
Leave me, Jesus. Say
Jesus,
say Jesus, hold my hand,
hold my hand,
oh, why
I'm
through this land, I want you to
take me, Jesus,
take me by your side.
So we're going to do it for you. We did it several times out here. So we're going to do it for you again. We hope you enjoy it. And afterward, we're going to ask the other two groups to come up, and we're going to do one more number which for you, and all of us do it together. Wade in the water. Wade in the water.
Water.
the water. I said, wait. Oh, Lord, wait. Wait in the water, children, wait. In the water. God's gonna trouble. God's gonna trouble. God's gonna trouble the water.
Right here from White Springs, Mount Zion Holiness Choir. Now, we've had Reverend Brown has arrived. He's come all the way from Melbourne to be here, and I think we ought to let him come up and sing a song before we do our finale. How about that? Let's bring up Reverend Brown and his group one more time. Maybe you folks can just move back a little bit, and then we'll bring you back out again. Let's make him welcome Reverend Robert Brown from Jacksonville.
Good afternoon. How's everyone? That's one thing certain and two things sure. If you're dead, I'll call the undertaker. I don't sing to no dead folks. Let everybody say amen. You glad to be alive? Say yeah. Right, that's better. I want to do a little plantation melody. It's a comic telling about the preacher and a bear. Oh, well, give me that old-time religion. Give me that. Old-time religion, give me that. Old-time religion, it's good enough for me. Just give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. He needed that old-time religion. Needed that old-time religion. Needed that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Oh, well, gather around, folks. I want you to hear about a preacher who got in a fight with a bear. Listen close. I don't want you to miss this little story, because it goes like this. The preacher, he went hunting. On one Sunday morning, although he was a Christian young man, he took his gun along. Now he killed himself some nice fine quails, killed some nice fine hares, but on his way, returning home, he met the great big grizzly bear, and he needed that
old-time religion.
He needed that
old-time religion.
He needed that
old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Now, the bear walked out in the middle of the road, and up to the preacher walked he. But the preacher laid his religion down. He climbed up a tall pine tree. He climbed way up in the top of the tree. He climbed way out on a limb. Long about 12, the old limb broke. The preacher came tumbling down. He took his knife. He cut the bear 10 times before he hit the ground. He needed that
old-time religion.
He needed that
old-time religion.
He needed that old-time
religion. It's good enough for me.
Just give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion.
Just give me that
old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Now the preacher fell down on his knees to send up a long great prayer. For the preacher said, now, Lord, if
you don't help me, please don't you help this bear. He needed that
old-time religion.
He needed that old-time
religion.
He needed that old-time
religion. It's good enough for me.
Now the bear walked out in the middle of the road, and up to the preacher walked he. He hugged the preacher like a long-lost friend. Preacher went splitting through the wind. He ran as fast as an old hound dog trying to overtake a hare. He ran home, jumped into bed, and slept 3 days before his shadow got there. He needed that
old-time religion.
He needed that old-time
religion.
He needed that
old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
All right, folks, this is our finale. We're going to get everyone up here.
You see,
come on, choir.
Years ago, during the days of slavery, our forefathers wasn't allowed to talk to one another in the cotton field. They had what you call straw bosses. And if they caught you talking, they would give you a few latches across your back. And the only time they could meet was when the master and his family would go to another plantation. And the house woman and the house man would let them know when this occurred. And when they found out about it, they would take a song to pass along communication. Well, they had a spot down by the riverside that all of them met together. And during the day, the heat of the day, you would hear one of them, and he would start off like this. I'm gonna meet my loving mother, my Lord, down. Way down,
down by the riverside.
Way, way down,
down by the riverside.
I'm gonna meet my loving mother, my Lord, down,
down by the riverside.
To study
Ewok,
well, I ain't gonna study. Well, I ain't gonna study
no more.
Well, I ain't gonna study
no more.
I ain't gonna study
no more.
I ain't gonna study
no more.
Now, you see, I just sang one verse of that to let you know how it go. Okay? So now, I'm going to let you see how you sound. You hear how they background that? Okay? All right, first thing I want all of you to do is do this. Put your hands together like this. I'm going to tell brother how you treat me, my Lord, down.
Down by the riverside.
Way, way down.
Down by the riverside.
I said down.
Down by the riverside.
I'm going to tell brother how you treat me, my Lord, down.
Study.
I ain't gonna study.
Tears from Jacksonville and the Mount Zion Holiness Choir from White Springs. Thank you very much.